Linda, thank you so much. That was so beautiful. What a beautiful song. And now it is my great pleasure to present our very own Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. Linda, that was beautiful. We've only been trying to get her to do this for about a year now, and it's so unexpected and so beautiful. Thank you so much. Well, this morning I was wondering about what to speak about, and I thought about my family. Most are in spirit. I thought about my teacher. She's in spirit. And I thought about my family. They're still here. But I realized that I'm at the place where, in my family anyway, I'm close to the oldest one still here. And I thought, what if something happened? What would I want to leave behind? What would I want people to understand about life? And looking at life so differently, the first thing I want anybody to know, if I were leaving a message behind, if you're very fortunate in life, something very tragic will happen in your life or has happened in your life. And even though that seems out of the way, it's those very things. I feel we're on a proving ground here. We're going to school. And it's through how we experience life and what we do to life and how we finally grow into the fact that God lives within us. God's not out there. Well, God's everywhere. But to find God, we have to find God within ourselves. And usually it's those tragedies that, when something has been taken away from us, is when we finally get to the place where we start to be still. Because nothing out there that we've tried has worked. No stomping when we're much younger, no stomping, no throwing fits, no saying we're mad at God, not throwing rocks. Nothing helps us. Not until we be quiet and start to listen. And most of the times, I found the only place at most times that I could get quiet was in nature. And when you get in nature, you begin to feel a presence of God around you. That's where I begin to feel the connection. That's the only place growing up that I could truly find God. And then you get into life again. We all make, if we're very lucky in our life, we've made some unwise choices. Because the only way to wisdom is to make mistakes. That's how we learn what not to do in our life. And sometimes we look at children and we think, well, they should know this. Well, I've told them. Well, who told you what? The only way you ever know anything is through life experience. And it's your individual life experience. And everybody in life, when we're growing up in high school and maybe going to college, everybody wants to measure up. You want the good job. You want the big house. You want the beautiful car. And that means you're successful. And most people who have acquired those things at one time realize that hasn't made them happy at all. I had some beautiful homes. I had some beautiful cars. Well, I think I've got a beautiful car now, but it's all in the eyes of the beholder. But you know, the strange thing, fire took some of those things away. In my life, it seems like everything I acquired, somehow it was taken away. Till all of a sudden, you get to the point we forget to ask. You need to ask, okay, I'm trying to learn how to play the game. I'm being quiet. I'm being grateful. Please, God, show me the way. Show me the way, because I must be doing things wrong. You see, it's never our way, really. When life goes all wrong, we're trying to make it our way. When we give in and we realize, okay, I give up. Show me the way. That's usually when a teacher, a church, a book, a song, something enters your consciousness that will give you direction. We far too many times dismiss signs and wonders and think it's just our imagination, when the laws of coincidences can guide us through the dark places and can guide us into the brightness of our own God experience. And another thing I found out, I've had several marriages myself. I'm on my third one, 28 years, almost 29. But one thing I've found, some people have tried to change my viewpoints on my religion. We all have a right to worship the way we feel in our heart is the right way for us. There is no right or wrong way because we are so different, each and every one of us. We've had different experiences. And I know Spirit used to say, well, believe that way, worship that way, be that way until it no longer applies to you. Then maybe another experience or an awakening will happen. Believe in your truth until no longer it serves you, because I know as we grow inward and we grow onward and upward, my truth has changed many times, and I'm sure yours has too. And one thing I've known in moving from state to state, not like some of you have, but I've found in local communities, in the same denomination, people have totally different beliefs. So you have to stop and say, where did that come from? The best guide is to listen to what is in your heart, to listen and realize there is a star guiding you, that we have all come to this world to be who we are. We all are to be individualized. In the Bible, it says so many times, even the hair on our heads are different. Even the grass is different. Our personalities are different. What we've come to do and to be and to grow into is the most beautiful God self that we know how to be. And when we start to do that, we realize, oh, if we get a runner in our hose just before some big event, oh, well, you know, that's the human side of us. It doesn't break our world. It doesn't make our life. Our truth, our word makes our life. I know many times my grandparents and older people used to say, live up to your word. If you aren't worthy of your word, people will recognize that. But I found out what's most important and more important than that. Live up to your word for yourself. You see, we don't really have to please anyone else but ourselves. We're looking out there for approval for so many things. But when we first learn how gracious we can be and how beautifully we're made, and we get comfortable with ourselves, then it's amazing how people take us at our word. You see, it all begins on the inside before it can ever take place on the outside. And just because someone doesn't understand us doesn't mean that we're not following the path that we're meant to follow this lifetime. You see, all in all, the animals, the plant life, don't you see? They respond to love. They also respond to hate. We also respond to love. And when we water ourselves in that beauty of meditation, when we water ourselves in just being still and listening to that higher voice within us that we can't hear until we learn how to be patient, which is the big thing, patience. Patience allows us to look around and see the beauty all around us. When we're patient and we've found that God self within us, then we begin to awaken to truth and we begin to respond to other people who are awakening. And spirit to spirit, there is a beautiful communication, a silent communication, a silent understanding that is beyond words. Not so long ago, I was talking to David, who comes here from Rocky Mount sometimes. He's a psychologist. And one day he said, "Connie, why do I feel so close to some people that I just meet and don't feel anything for other people? I mean, not the same response." Well, somebody interrupted us because we were in a meeting. I never had a chance to tell him. It's because he is a spiritual, evolved man. He's found himself. And when he communicates with someone who's comfortable with their spiritual life, there's a connection there. There's a beauty there that allows us to even be fortified more. This morning I got a phone call from little Amaja that comes here and blesses us with her songs. She said, "Connie, I've just been to several different enlightening experiences. And I also was so fortunate to listen to Gandhi's speech, son's speech. He had a workshop or something in Richmond, Virginia." I said, "Oh, how wonderful." She said, "Connie, I can't believe what I heard." She said, "And everywhere I go, I hear, 'Oh, I've heard that here. I heard that there. Oh, I heard it over here.'" I said, "You know, when we awaken to our truth, then we're aware that there's truth all over, and it's recognizable to us, and it blesses us as we grow. It's not only just here in this church or in any church, and we can look and use the words in any place we are to find the blessings of truth." You see, everybody has an individualized journey. We've all come for a different reason. But one thing I do know, that we all have this need to be needed. And nobody can be happy until in some way they feel needed. And one of the greatest ways God has allowed us to serve is to give a smile, to listen to an ear, to say hello to a stranger. That dots your life with beautiful love gardens all around you that you plant when you go of kindnesses. That's the greatest experience anybody can have. And sometimes we just have to understand that we all haven't come here with perfect bodies. And we all have certain disabilities and abilities. And it doesn't mean that someone has done something wrong. Sometimes it means this is this person's experience. And if they're in our life, maybe it's to teach us that how love comes in all different ways. When we understand and can accept things as they are sometimes. You see, sometimes, well, all times, we just need most of the time to get over ourselves, to get over our ego self, so that we can become that God service servant and just love people where they are. I saw the NC basketball interviews, interviewing the players yesterday, and this one guy said, "I was so shy when I first came here. I was afraid to do anything, to say anything. I was impatient." And he said, "The coach just loved me where I was. And that allowed me to grow in patience so I could be the greatest player I could be." It reminded me of my teacher, Virginia. She could love people where they were. And it's amazing how when you love people where they are, that somehow ignites a spirit within us that allows us to want to be better. So I hope some of these things help you. And the last thing is, no matter what's in your life, if you don't like it, it's not here to stay. It might be here today, but get it over to God and Spirit, because our physical self will never have the understanding to make the wisest decision. And God bless you all. Thank you.